Hey, welcome to the Successful Songwriter Within podcast. I'm your host, Lisa McEwen. I'm a Nashville published songwriter and recording artist. In this podcast, I'm here to help take you from intimidated, anxious, insecure, and frustrated to self-assured, prolific, and successful with your songwriting abilities. I've written with Grammy Award-winning writers, had numerous cuts and placements, but it wasn't long ago that I was an anxious, insecure songwriter, afraid to speak up during co-writes and feeling not worthy enough to fulfill my dreams. I created Music and Mindfulness because here's where I was at. I knew how to write a song, but what I was lacking was the inner confidence and intuitive connection. Once I started applying mindfulness techniques to my music life, everything changed. And now it's my mission to help you on your musical journey. If you're ready to tap into and align with your inner genius, go to my website, musicandmindfulness.co, for a free tutorial where I show you how to do just that. So stick around, because I got tips, back pocket techniques, stories, interviews, and more. You ready to get where you're going? Let's do it. Hey there, singer, songwriter, and musician friends. Now I see you've been sitting around wondering if this music thing is ever going to work. And you're thinking, maybe you should just throw in the towel. I mean, sometimes you think you got something special, but then there's times when you feel like you should just quit this whole music thing. It's like friends and family are waiting on you to make something happen with your music, and it feels like you're just letting them down. Well, do not throw in the towel, because I'm excited to announce that I'm going to be hosting Breakthrough Songwriter, why you're not gaining traction with your music and what to do about it. This is a free 5-day live workshop of effective strategies to break through limiting beliefs so that you can finally start knocking it out of the park as a songwriter, artist, and producer. I'm going to show you what it takes to be a career-focused musician, including how to gain real traction with your music, how to create outstanding song ideas that will make people stop and listen. I'm going to show you how to write what people want to hear and how to stay organized as a songwriter so you can finally make that pitch or put out that album. You know us artsy types, we are known for our creative disorganization. Listen, you are going to have so many light bulbs go off, you are going to need sunglasses. This is something that you don't want to miss. So pause this right now and pre-register, because I am telling you, this is your chance. Go to musicandmindfulness.co to join the free 5-day live workshop called Breakthrough Songwriter, why you're not gaining traction with your music, and more importantly, what to do about it. Let's go, baby. We can do this together. Now stop this, pause, pre-register, musicandmindfulness.co. Sign up. Go on. I'll wait. Hey, welcome back to the show. Now let's talk about it. Do you wish that you could write songs more consistently? Or that you could really just trust your writing instincts, especially when you're writing with someone else or even yourself? Now, I don't know about you, but I find that one of the problems I used to struggle with a lot was trusting my writing instincts. I found that it got me stuck to the point where I'd feel all kinds of resistance and not want to write consistently. You know, you start to play that overthinking game. Always a fun game to play, where everything that comes out of your mouth or comes to mind gets analyzed under a microscope. And then you start to feel like everything you write isn't working. Or maybe, you know, it would work if you would change that one word to but or and, or you're just can't make your mind up. I remember writing with people in Nashville and they'd get stuck on little tiny words like that. Is it to or is it the? Is it but or is it and? And then a whole hour goes by and it's like, okay, let's try and progress with the song a little more here, right? The analyzing goes on. And then what happens is all your songs end up unfinished, which then, you know, like it's like you're trying to write and be perfect. And then it never feels that way. And then you find yourself with no results at all. You have all these unfinished songs lying around. Or how about this? Do you ever do this? When you start writing, you just don't feel like you're good enough. And I know you all know what I'm talking about. I go over this like beating a dead horse on my show. But you're just constantly telling yourselves that your songs are just average. They're just okay. And you don't really have what it takes. And people aren't going to want to listen. And this is not a good enough idea because it doesn't sound like so-and-so or what have you. And those are the thoughts going over and over in your mind. Or maybe you finally finish a song and it feels good. And maybe it's even worth pitching to someone. but you're afraid of the judgment. And then, you know, you can't take any critique of the song. So you just keep that song to yourself forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Amen. And you never know if it could have touched someone's heart or opened a door or an opportunity for you. But you're just kind of paralyzed with that thought of like, I don't want to hear what someone has to say about this, because what if they don't like it? And I know I love it. It's a piece of me. It's a part of me. Now, I really feel like, how cool would it be if you could just press a little button to give you motivation to finish these songs, or do anything for that matter, whenever you needed it? Wouldn't that come in handy for those morning workouts too? Yes. And then you could stay consistent with everything, with your songs, and you could generate material and ideas consistently. And then you get further ahead with your music. Whether or not you want to do it professionally or not, it just feels good when you're on that consistent writing train, you know, and the ideas are flowing and all that sort of thing. So anyway, enough Debbie Downer examples of all the things that we don't like or that we're not pleased that we do with ourselves. I feel you on all of these, and these are real struggles that I, you know, come in contact with the odd time, but for the most part, I feel like I've figured that sort of thing out. It's this crazy domino effect, right? You want to be able to write and finish more great songs more consistently so that you have more songs to pitch or more songs to play for people or what have you, more songs to network with, more songs to see your goals really achieved like you always wanted to. So let me share with you a good and unconventional tip that's going to get you writing and finishing more songs. Now, the thing that makes all the difference is trusting your writing intuition, you know, intuitive decision making. Now, when you start to trust your intuitive songwriting skills, it's truly a game changer. Now, all of a sudden, when you're sitting down to write something, or even when you're on a walk and you grab a voice note recorder, rather than doubting every single thing that you put down, you really start to trust it. You lean on it. So let me explain. Intuitive decision making is a skill. It's like a muscle that you can strengthen. And I think you guys have probably heard me talk about this in previous episodes, but intuition, well, what's that? We mostly know. It is a knowing without knowing, right? It's instinctively knowing something that you don't really know how you know, but you know it. Is that clear as mud? Right. But I'm sure you've heard people say, I don't know why I did it. It was just a hunch, right? They just can't really seem to put it into words. But I mean, if you think about it, we all have constant chatter going on in our head. And some of that chatter is useful, and some of it is distracting, and some of it is just plain annoying. But there's always a part of you that you can access in the quiet to give you the answers that you're looking for. By trusting your creative intuition to make decisions for you, you can go after that creativity each day. You can hear the doubt and you can walk past it. You can hear the words, I'm not good enough, in the background and dissolve it so that you can hear the deep inner knowing that indeed you are good enough, or darn it, you will be someday. You just got to keep with it. Now, when your instincts and you hear them, you start to see the results that they bring you, and then you start to feel motivated. And then you feel more inspired. You consistently raise your antenna to the sky to hear those brilliant song ideas. See, it's this domino effect. The overthinking slowly disappears, and then you are thinking from a place of true knowing. Honestly, it's not even a thinking. I know my listeners out there know what I'm talking about when I say it's just sort of this knowing. It's not like a thought that comes to you. It's sort of like this inspiration, or it's this this inner knowing. There's really no other way to really explain it, right? Suddenly all that chatter about, you know, don't forget to take the meat out for dinner tonight, and you need to remember to call your sister tonight, and later today we gotta go get the groceries, don't forget the grocery list. Those are all the mental chatter craziness going on in your head. It starts to dissipate. In fact, for me, I like to write things down so I don't forget those crazy things going on in there, if they're really that important. And then the quiet tends to bring the space that you need inside to allow you to hear the intuitive things that will get you what you've been reaching for. But this is the thing, you can't hear it if there's too much noise going on, right? You want that song of yours placed in film and TV, or you want that publishing deal, or you want to just get a gig this summer. You just want to go play out in front of friends and family, or maybe you just want to be, you know, confident enough to play around the campfire. You want to reach out to that co-writer, because you know what? It is so cool when you can connect with somebody and collaborate with somebody on music. It is just like the coolest thing. And, you know, you want to find that person that you click with. All of those things coming into play, all of those lining up, are results that start from a place of listening to an intuitive nudge. we are getting to the source of the quote unquote problem and the solution. Okay, so think of this. Wisdom is calm. It is not fearful. So before you start to talk yourself out of even beginning to try to listen, because you're so confused as to whether your anxiety is talking or your true inner guidance, you have to know that it's a feeling. And the more familiar you become with the feeling of intuitive decision making, and the more decisions you make from this place, the more it's going to feel like second nature to you. You're not even going to realize that you're doing it or that you need to do it. It just comes naturally. And you know what's so crazy too? I hear a lot of people say they wish they had more time. Of course, I would love that too. Who wouldn't? Now, I know we can't wave a magic wand and create more time on the calendar. Wouldn't that be nice? But you can use your intuition to make better decisions, which in turn will free up your time for the things that matter. I find that we do this during pivotal times in our life. You know, like on New Year's Day or during the pandemic, we were sitting at the beginning of a new chapter and we look back and we're wondering if we've been using our time the way that we should have. And oftentimes different traumatic events in our life also make us do this, where we go, holy smokes, time is passing so fast, when in fact it's actually passing at the same rate all the time, but it seems like it's going fast. And what are the things that are taking energy from me that don't need to be, and the things that are giving me energy, or where do I need to put my focus right now, right? Because then we can make different decisions and we cut things out of our diet or our schedule that aren't serving us. And then we hope that we can stick to it long enough to see some change by the time that the following year rolls around, or whatever it is that kind of made us take note to look back, right? But you don't have to wait until December 31st to take stock on the things that you've done that are working or aren't working and make a new decision going forward, which is awesome, isn't it? Yes. Who wants to wait until all of next year? So you can strengthen your intuition and start listening to it right now, today. And that way, the decisions that you make today will affect you tomorrow, and so on and so on and so on. So then you're finding time, and then you're intuitively starting to realize that some things are sucking time from you, like I mentioned, and there's some things that you need to start doing instead of those time-wasting things. And then those things start to carve out a place for themselves. I always think about Bill O'Hanlon, who I actually did interview on the podcast. I think he was my first interview, actually. And it's by no accident that he writes about 300 songs in a year, because he knows what he wants to accomplish, and then he gains clarity on what it is that he needs to do to get there. And then he puts the car into drive. So yeah, like I said, check out my interview with Bill O'Hanlon on the first season of Successful Songwriter Within podcast. And I will try to put that in the show notes for you. Or if you're like me, you're trusting your intuition on what not to do, right? Not what not to write and who not to write with, which is, sounds crazy a little bit. Terrible, like what, who not to write with? But there are certain people that you already know aren't maybe a good match for you. And this goes for life lessons too. Like there's people you shouldn't maybe be spending your time with or giving so much of your time to, but you're doing it anyway, and you're writing with them anyway, or you're singing with them or whatever in any capacity. Maybe it's like your gut knows that you shouldn't be, but it's like, ooh, that part of you that just doesn't want to be rude. You keep on keeping on with them, you know. Maybe your gut's telling you that you need to politely decline and put more energy into writing with other people that make more sense for you, as an example. You see, when you get your intuition kicked into high gear, you start to see that you are paying for the right producer, because you know deep down it's what is needed to get your song to the next level that you want, for an example. Okay, now I'm going to give you another example. So I had someone reach out to me suggesting that I send one of my songs to her brother, who is in television. He's in the television business. Shall we call it TV? I think that's a little more appropriate, TV, television. So at first, I really felt strange because I didn't know her brother, and my past subconscious programming was telling me that I would be bugging him to be like, here, listen to my song. You know, your sister said you'd like it or whatever. But this awesome friend kept telling me to contact him and send it. So I decided to just shut the chatter up in my mind and get really quiet. And when I really listened, I decided that it felt right. You know what? I should go for it. So indeed, I did. I reached out to her brother, and he got back to me right away. Actually, he called me on the phone. He said he absolutely loves my song, and he's going to pitch it to the higher ups, the powers that be, at his TV station. So that's pretty cool. And what I thought was a good example of listening to my inner voice was doing just that, right? You just had to get quiet. So you can do this for so many things. But the thing is, in our culture, we are all moving so fast, myself included, and we're just trying to do it all at the same time. And we just don't even give ourselves a minute to check in. So if you want to write more consistently, keep those ideas flowing. And honestly, if you want success in any area of your music, you need to check in with your intuition on a regular basis. Like I say, it's a muscle that you have to strengthen. Your intuition will pair with the rational thinking that you have. So don't worry. I think a lot of people also worry like, oh my gosh, well, there goes my rational thinking and I'm just going to be some, hoity-toity, flutey-duty. Yes, these are words I'm making up, but I'm just going to be pie in the sky life. You know, I'm not going to pay my bills because my intuition said I should just go sit on the hill all day and play my music. Okay, well, maybe if your intuition does, there's a reason for it. But what I'm saying is you don't have to completely dismiss your rational thinking. It's all part of the learning process, right? You need that part of you to focus on the how-tos of songwriting, production, whatever your main focus is. And then your intuition is going to steer your ship in order to tell you whether you've nailed that chorus or if you should keep digging, right? Or it'll start to tell you if you should use a certain sound or go back to the drawing board. Or it's going to tell you whether you should put that one song back in the drawer and start something new or stick with it. Something's going to come here. So sometimes I think people dismiss the idea of leaning on your intuition because they feel like it's not something palpable. It's not something you can go pick up at the store or something you can shove in your hard drive and it's going to, make everything work better. And it's not, you know what I'm saying? It's not like something you buy in the shopping channel for 3 easy payments and 1 really hard payment. It is something that you have to practice. And what I'm going to be doing, especially in my 5-day free workshop, you guys have to sign up. It's going to be completely awesome. And I really feel like you're going to have a ton of takeaways. I'm going to show you these sorts of tools and how to apply them to your music life, which, come on, guys, we all know that this applies to music, but it also always overflows into your daily living. So that, you end up having a better relationship with your music, which then gives you better relationships in your life, your family, your friends, you're calmer, more peaceful. And all this to say, I definitely encourage you to sign up for my free 5-day workshop called Breakthrough Songwriter. And I have not released what those dates are going to be yet, but you can pre-register at musicandmindfulness.co. So please go and do that because we're going to explore all of this in major depth. I can't really go into all the details and the how-tos exactly here today, right? Because we don't have all day. I know I don't. Thank you so much for listening. And I really hope you guys got something out of this show. And if you did, if you could help me out by leaving me a 5-star review, maybe a little comment, take a screenshot of it and share it on your socials. I would so appreciate that. It helps me reach new people, just like we're talking about. And it doesn't take long. You just go down to the icon of the actual show, not the episode, but the show, and go to the bottom and write a review. Thank you so much. Have an amazing day. And thank you for being the best part of music and mindfulness.